Now, the truth is, just to stop for one second, and we've spoken about this in length over different periods of time, but we're sensitive to the idea that when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Masada the Mishnah, when Rebbe put the Mishnah together, he chose the Mishnayis of Reb Meir. And the reason is, like Shira Goyin says in his famous Igeres, it's because Reb Meir had a tremendous koyach haloshon. Reb Meir was able to make a point and speak very, very concisely. In fact, so much of what we do when we learn Gemara is try to decipher and understand the Lashon Ketzara of the Mishnah. And very often there's questions and ibayas and machlikas amongst Amiran. And what we do is we find braises that were authored by Tanaim that talked in a more lengthy fashion than Reb Meir, and sometimes they add a word, and sometimes a line, and a sentence, and a b'med dvarim amurim, which is very, very helpful in terms of understanding the Mishnah. But we know the Mishnah was written very, very, very concisely. Yet, you find this concept of zu ve'ein tzarech lo yomar zu. This would seem to be the antithesis of the way the Mishnah was structured. So there's so many things that the Mishnah probably could have said, but it didn't say it. Because lo'ilam yishana adam l'talmidai b'derech tzarech, psachim daf gimel. Yet, when it comes to this concept, you find literally the opposite of zu ve'ein tzarech lo yomar zu. So really, this seems to be two approaches in zu ve'ein tzarech lo yomar zu. They're both very interesting. The first we've mentioned in the past from the Teferes Yisrael, who says a very, very big chiddush and something that only the Teferes Yisrael could have said, which is that when Rabbeim would teach that Talmidim Mishnayis, so in order for the Talmidim to be able to understand it a little bit better, they would teach it to them with a niggin. And a niggin has to have a beat. It also has to rhyme. It has to jive. And sometimes the Tan of the Mishnah would add words or subtract words simply to make the niggin work. And there was value because once upon a time, Teresh Bapel wasn't written, so this had to be memorized. It's not so easy to start memorizing everything. So in order to make it a little bit more memorable, so it was, things were added and subtracted. But either way, he says it to explain Lo Yisuafsu. That's one mahalach that we've explored over the years. Another mahalach is from the Hafla. The Hafla wasn't talking about Zuva in Tzarech Lo Yomar Zu, but I think Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, he was discussing Chasurei Mechzer of a Hachik Tani, and he brings B'Shem Darizal that the Pasuk says, Torah is referred to as Chamuke Yirei Chayech. And the Gemara Masechtas Sukkah and Ma'ikotan learn from there that Ma Yerech Beseser Aftivrei Torah Beseser. So this Pasuk, Chamuke Yirei Chayech, seems to be a reference to Sisrei Torah. And Darizal said the word Chamuke is Rosh HaTevis, Chasurei Mechzera V'Hachi Ketani. And there seems to be a Tarti B'Mashma. There seems to be a Mashma is that when you learn Gemara, there's always a Chasurei Mechzera, meaning there's always more. But it also seems to maybe explain a little bit the concept of Chasurei Mechzera V'Hachi Ketani. It's part of the Seser of the Torah. But there are Chishboinas, that's the Tzurshtel, as it relates to a Zuvein Tzarech Lo Yomar Zu and a Lo Yisuafsu, and maybe Al Derech HaPshat, it's hard to understand. In fact, it's an oxymoron. What does it mean, Zuvein Tzarech Lo Yomar Zu? But really, there could be some halachim in terms of understanding.